Thank you. That was Norwegian trumpeter Niels Peter Molvær, copying a cruel attitude, infused with the ferocious guitar of Ivan Darset, from the Hamada album, here on Deep Threes. Our set began with the outro for the Cosmic Letdown album Venera, the Russian name for the planet Venus and the Soviet-era space probes that explored it. Peterson Ruiz assembled an electroacoustic collage for Class War Karaoke 31. Then Prisms of Yellow Light Through My Window, part of a one-day story as told by Thafla, illuminated the COI Technology Pavilion at the intersection of tape music and jazz. Escorted by John Baker of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop in its heyday of the 1960s and 70s. The track can be found on Buried Treasures, the Vendetta Tapes Collection, and the John Baker Tapes from Trunk Records. Next, Psychic Frequencies bugged us with their transmission of The Insect's Refrain as part of their Nursed Distractions, and Ohio's Daniken presented Prophecies of World Events during The Descent. The name of the show is Deep Threes. My name is Jay. I leave you for this hour to trek to the Antarctic on an expedition led by December Night Skies with CNTV to study songs from an Antarctic December night sky. You can always check out show playlists and listen to streaming archives on the website www.d3s.fm. Until next time, thanks for listening.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
This is Bird Note. Like preteens at a swimming pool, this flock of house sparrows chatters as it splashes in a birdbath. Pudgy, social, chatty, and ubiquitous, the house sparrow has adapted to living in cities, suburbs, and rural areas. Considered by some just another little brown bird, a closer look reveals more. The male house sparrow's head is decorated with chestnut and gray, and he sports a black bib. Like most birds, these sparrows enjoy a daily bath. By setting out a bird bath, you can watch them lower their head and shimmy down into the water, wings slightly spread. Then they pop out and shake like a dog, water droplets flying. If you've ever watched a bird bathing in a puddle, you know that birds like very shallow water. An inch or two is plenty. Be sure your bird bath has a flat rim or rocks for the birds to perch on to shake and dry. If you aren't interested in setting out bird feeders, installing a bird bath can be an entertaining alternative. These chattering, gregarious house sparrows may be the first to arrive. Drinking and bathing in the same water? That's birds for you. That's why it's so important to keep your bird bath clean. You'll keep the birds healthy and safe from disease. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.